Jimmy Jones, first grader at last. Chapter 1, first grader surprises. First day. Dear first grade journal, yesterday was the first day of school. It is snow here. Today my teacher handed out these journals. He is making us write in these long things. Only I don't even know what to write. My teacher has muscles and mustache. His name is Mr. Scary. He made that name up, I believe. I am not even scared of him, hardly, from Junie B, first grader. I put down my pencil and I looked at what I wrote. I did a sigh. I would like to go home now, I said to just myself. Shh, said a girl named May. I'm still trying to do my work. May sits next to me in the back of the room. I don't actually care for that girl. Just then, my teacher stood up at his desk. His mustache smiled real friendly. Okay, boys and girls, you can stop writing now, he said. As I told you earlier, we will be working in our journals quite often this year. In fact, it won't be long until your journal starts feeling like an old friend. I rolled my eyes at the ceiling. What kind of an old friend looks like a dumb notebook? I said. Shh, said May again. You shouldn't talk while the teacher is talking, Junie Jones. I looked at her real annoyed. B, I said. My name is Junie B. I think I mentioned that to you before, May. I leaned closer to her face. B, 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 I said. After that, I slumped in my seat, and I put my head on my desk. I peeked at the other children who sat near me. Their names are Herb and Leamy and Joes. I do not know them from a hole in the ground. I did another sigh. First grade is not what is named Room 1. I was nervous when I came here yesterday. That's how come Daddy had to carry me all the way to the room, 'cause my legs felt like squishy jello. He put me down outside the door. Well, here we are, Junie B, he said. First grade at last. My stomach has had flutterflies in it. Now some of my arms had prickly goosebumps, and my forehead had drops of sweet tea. I am a wreck, I said. Daddy smiled very nice. There's nothing to worry about, Junie B. I promise, he said. You're going to love first grade. Just think, there's a whole room of brand new friends just waiting to meet you. He ruffled his hair. My hair. Are you ready to go in now? He asked. Are you ready to begin your first grade adventure? I looked at him a real long time, then I quick spun around and I zoomed down the hall as fast as I could. Daddy zoomed after me. He caught up with me speedy quick, and he carried me back to my class. Only this time he carried me straight into the room. As soon as he put me down again, I hid behind my legs, his legs, 'cause that place was a zoo, I tell you. There was people everywhere. There were girls and boys, and mothers and daddies, and grandmas and grandpas. Plus, also there was droopy babies in strollers. Then all of a sudden, my whole mouth came open, because good news, I finally saw someone I knew. I jumped up and down all around. Daddy, Daddy, it's Lucille, I hollered. Remember to her in a jiffy. Then I hugged and hugged that girl, and I couldn't even stop. Lucelle, it's me. It's your bestest friend from kindergarten, Junie B. Jones. I tried to pick her up. I'm so glad to see you, friend. I shouted real joyful. Lucelle pulled my arms off her. Stop it, Junie B. Stop it, she said. Your ring, my new back to school dress. This thing cost a fortune. I stopped hugging her. Lucelle smoothed and fluffed herself. I smoothed and fluffed her too. There, I said, good as new. After that, I grabbed Lucy's hand and I started to pull. Come on, Lucelle, let's go find two desks together. I said, I think we should sit near the door. Want to? Huh? If we sit near the door, we can stare at people who walk down the hall. Lucelle yanked her hand away. No, Jimmy D, no. I'm going to sit at this desk right here, she said. I already picked it out with my two new friends, Camille and Chenille. She pointed at the door. See them over here? Over there? She said, I met them before you came. They are saying goodbye to their mother. Aren't they precious? I looked at Camille and Chanel. And guess what? My eyes popped right out of my head. Because, wow. Those girls were twins. That's why I sprang way high in the air. Twins, dear twins. Lucelle, this is our lucky day. I pulled on her again. Come on, Lucelle, let's go touch them. Hurry, before a line forms. Lucelle did not budge a muscle. Jimmy B. Wiping on me, she said. Camille and Chanel don't want to be touched. And besides, I'm their new best friend, not you. I looked surprised at that girl. Yes, but I can be their best friend along with you, right, Lucille? I asked. All I have to do is meet them, right? And then all of us can be bestest friends together. Lucille shook her head. No, Junie, I'm sorry, but you and I have already been best friends, remember? She said, we were best friends for a whole long year. And so now it's time for Camille and Chanel to get a turn. She did a shrug. It's only fair of me. She said, and besides, their names rhyme with my name, and yours doesn't. She wrinkled her nose. Very cute. Camille and Chanel and Lucille. See? Isn't that darling? After that, Lucille gave me a pat. Don't be sad, okay? She said, you and I can still be friends, Junie, just not on a regular basis. After that, she waved her finger and she said, ta-da, ta-ta.